beautiful cats. You know who brought the cats to Eretz Israel?
The British.
Amazing information.
Why are you holding?
The British are bringing the cats to every place that they're landing. They're bringing it to get rid of rats and mice. They're bringing 50 pieces. They're bringing, no, they've never been to home. They're coming with cats to every place that they're landing in the world. Conquered! Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. The Viking cats.
What do you do with the cat? What's up?
It's written also Talmidei Chachamim that were arguing and arguing machloket, that were putting their head into machloket. Story on Rav Shlomo Kemitzvil that he had cats in his room, in his house, sleeps in his bed. So the students asked him why do you have with the cats? So he said that those are Talmidei Chachamim that were fighting in arguments, and that now it's their tikkun, so he's helping them.
It's not the result.
No, it's Rav Shlomo Kemitzvil.
Okay. That's a new one.
It's a high one.
So that's why they're speaking English.
The cats?
Yes.
This is why they're whining.
Do we have these cats?
So, Rabbi Sai, Shalom Aleichem.
Recording.
Wonderful. Very good to see you all. Mar, Kiva. Very nice, Baruch Hashem. ויש שני בחינות ברית, תורה למד א', תורה 31, פארט ה', פיפט פארט, ויש שני בחינות ברית. There is two aspects of covenant. בחינות אברהם, the aspects of אברהם אבינו, ובחינות אליעזר, and the aspects of אליעזר, אליעזר, the slave of אברהם. Avraham hu brit ila'a. Avraham is the highest kind of covenant of kedusha. Shehu rakia hamavdil, that is the skies that separate between bein mayin ila'in lemayin tata'in, between the water that's above, that's in heaven, lemayin tata'in, to the water of this world. And those water is also physical water and also spiritual water. The spiritual water are the souls, the neshamot. There are neshamot. It's written on the high. You want to cry today? You want us all to cry today? We can do that. It's not hard. It's not hard. For me, it's not hard. So there are, before of the creation, it was all infinity. It was all just amazing, beautiful, wonderful light of Hashem. And the souls were just united with Hashem Yitbarach, and they were so satisfied, and they had such an amazing pleasure. Every moment they were with Hashem Yitbarach. And one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the thought that he wanted to show, to reveal his mercy on Am Yisrael, on the neshamot, on the creatures. So what he done? He created the world. What actually happened? He created a curtain. He separated the lower water from the higher water. There was just water before of creation. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a wall. This is this world. Olam milshon ha'elem. The world means hiding, covering Hashem from those poor souls. Those poor souls are us. Those poor souls are us. We're after that wall, after that curtain. And we want to break our heads on that wall to find Hashem already. And we don't know how to do that because Hashem put that wall. And he also taught us ways how to penetrate, how to go back to Hashem Yitbarach, how to find Hashem Yitbarach. But in that journey, in that wall, there is a lot of sacrifices, a lot of people falling, a lot of people are suffering in that battle of finding Hashem Yitbarach back. And there are souls, and I told you that once, but there are souls that loves Hashem Yitbarach so much, they just desire to meet Hashem, and they don't have nothing in the world except of Hashem, and they don't even have the ability to listen to what that Hashem have to say to them now. It's like a little kid that he wants to be happy so much, he have to be happy, and no explanation of no teacher, no tutor, no father, no rabbi gonna help him, and you cannot talk to him, and he wants to be happy. And even if you can explain to him that he's looking for happiness in the wrong places, in the beach, in the sea, with bicycles, on the river, he cannot understand that. You have to run, you have to climb on trees, you have to find out what goes on behind that fence, behind that wall, and you cannot reach him. There are souls like that, that you cannot shrink them and to explain to them that they have to force themselves to listen to the voice of the Torah, to the commandments of Hashem, if they want to meet Hashem. Just what they want, to meet Hashem. And they cannot listen to no one. And they just working on destroying this world. And you're going to look at them and you're going to say, hey, criminals, sinners, what are they doing? They don't care about Shabbat, they don't care about Kiddush, they just want to swallow everything, to ruin, to break everything, and it's all because that they are so pure that they cannot stand this world, the curtain that is blocking them from Hashem Yitbarach. They hate it. They hate that. And they're willing to scream, and they can curse them for their father, their own father, the one that they love him, and they want to fight with him. And everyone can know that for himself. You love your father, you want to respect your father, you want to honor him, but there are things that you cannot come to no agreement, you cannot come to no conversation, even with your father. And you want to fight with him, you want to rebuke him, you want to... Why? But why? If you're going to observe, you're going to look inside, you're going to see that it's only because you want to communicate with him. Because you want him to understand you already. Because you want him to understand that you're also alive, that you're also a neshama, that you also want to grow, to develop. And he cannot understand it. So you want to break him to parts sometimes. And spiritually, it's horrible. It's mamash Holocaust. Like after the Holocaust, that there is a lot of people after the Holocaust, and second generation and third generation, they cannot suffer anymore. They cannot suffer. They suffered enough. Even if it's second lifetime, the Gilgulim, if they're coming, they're in the Neshamot in this generation, cannot suffer, cannot be rebuked, cannot. You're telling him, no, you have to go through that, cannot go through nothing, and he's going away to use drugs, to use alcohol, to hear trance music, and I don't know what, to disappear in India, to whatever. And it's just because you have to go back to Hashem already, he cannot stand this world anymore. And it's reality. And those are the lower water. It's called crying water, Maim Bochim. They're crying. All of their lives they're crying. Why, Hashem Yitbarach, you separated us from you. They cannot stand life. They cannot. And Hashem is doing tshuva on that. Hashem Yitbarach himself feels bad for those souls. Bekol tzaratam lo tzar, in every sorrow that they have, he feels worse. He feels worse than them. He sees what that he done in his oath, in his shavuah that he made, and he decided to make that exile. All of that, regret on that. He's asking for forgiveness. Aviu alai kapara. You heard that I told you that 2 days ago, and yesterday Rav Shalom was talking on that in the shiur, and now all from Hashem, it comes back in this shiur again. Hashem regrets on the exile. Hashem doesn't like the exile. Hashem wants to bring the end to all of that. But if he's gonna finish it before time, it's like to take out the chick from the egg before of his time. You killed him. You don't want to kill him. Hashem wants us to come to the place of tikkun in the end. And on that it's written, Rabbi Avram ben Rav Nachman said that it's Kabbalah. We have that from forefathers, that the tikkun that we're gonna achieve, the world gonna be fixed in the end, gonna be even more beautiful than heaven before of sin. Heaven before of sin, it's heaven. What can you say more on heaven? Heaven, perfect, just heaven. the tikkun after that we're going to do tshuva, that we're going to realize that it's all Hashem, going to be even more beautiful than heaven before of sin. What that we can achieve, it's amazing. It's amazing, and it's under our nose. Hayomim bekolot ishmau. Today, if you're going to listen to Him, what it means to listen to Him, to have a complete faith. It's a journey. Everyone, is for Him, it's a journey. But on that, we should work. Everyone that's going to take that effort into actions, he's going to find it in the end. Yesterday, I went with one of our friends. I had a conversation with him. I talked to him. And I told him, and it's honest. I told him, what can I do? Now, it's the will of Hashem from you that you're going to have a rabbi that is about tshuva. That I'm, so to speak, your rabbi. This is your link in the chain. This is how Hashem wants you to receive the information. Through a Baal Tshuva. Hashem doesn't want you to be now connected to a righteous man that grew up in a holy neighborhood with holy parents. It's not your tikkun. Maybe Hashem will want that for you. Let us know. Send a letter. Something. Wherever you're going to be in. But for now, Hashem wants you to receive the information through me. So I am, so to speak, your rabbi. You can call me your rabbi, okay? Even though that I'm not a rabbi at all. But I'm the one that is able to give you the information. And even if you're going to go and knock on the door of Rav Shalom and going to have a meeting with him and going to sit with him, I love you. I bless you that you're going to receive more than I received from him. I bless you, really. I want you to just to succeed. But lemaise, it will not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen. It's too complex. You can have, you can enjoy, you can gain a lot of amazing things from him. But not the big mace, you say? Amount of what it you in the future going to receive. Actually, what in the future you're going to receive, you're going to receive it here. This is the place that this is how Hashem wants it to be. This is how Rab wants it to be. And not for that, this is not what I wanted to say. This is introduction to what that I wanted to say. What that I wanted to say is that how I completed that conversation with that nice friend. I told him, and you know, don't worry. In the future, I'm sure that I'm going to be a righteous man also. I'm going to be a tzaddik. I see that. I'm going to be a tzaddik. Now I'm not. But I'm going to be. I know it. I can feel it. You can see it. It's going to happen. And you also can be a righteous man. You also can be a tzaddik. Because if you're following the righteous people, you become to be a righteous man. And if you are following the crooked people, the wicked man people, you become to be crooked. You become to be bad. There is two ways, and you need to choose. And if you're going to be strong enough to keep on walking on that path, you're gonna be in Zion. You're gonna walk to Zion. You're going to be there in Zion. You're going to find it all. You're going to find Hashem, you're going to have faith, you're going to have that Torah, you're going to have everything, everything. It all depends in your will. I know about my will, that my will is good. I know that. I checked it. I had a lot of tests until today. That Hashem not going to test us anymore. But I saw a lot of times that I had few options, and I always chose Harav. I always chose the Yeshiva Chutz Lachem Chesed. I always chose to do tshuva, to pray, to confess, to admit that I was wrong. And I wasn't after nonsense, so I can tell about myself. A person that can tell that about himself, he can answer halachot even if he doesn't know the halacha. If someone is asking you, what's the halacha, and you don't know, if you know that you're straight, you can answer him, what did you think? You're going to come out with the right answer. But if you're crooked, if you're bent, let's say bent, so you will not going to have the right answer, even if you know the halacha. Even if you learn the halacha, you're going to ruin his life. Because you're not straight. You're going to have a mistake. You will not going to see all of the picture. But if you have one heart to Father in heaven, you know that Hashem and you are one. Even if you're going to say something that in the end it was wrong, you told him, no, do that in Shabbos. And then you're going to check and you're going to see it was wrong. Don't worry. Hashem wanted him to do that. It was the will of Hashem. This is what it means on Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu hosif yom echad mida'ato. He added one more day from his own wisdom, from his own opinion. This is the free choice. A free choice, it's a crazy situation. How you can choose if you have a free choice? If you don't know what to choose, how can you choose? You can choose death. You have 50%. What are you going to do? You have only one thing to do, to count on Hashem, to believe in Hashem, to pray to Hashem. So if you know that you're like that, that you are attaching yourself to Hashem always, you can know for sure that you can choose. And whatever you're going to choose, it was the will of Hashem Yitbarach, because you are the will of Hashem. You have the will of Hashem in your hands. This is something that we should work on, to build ourselves, that we're going to have only one will to our Father in Heaven. And this is it. This is it. You see, my English is being improved with classes. It's true. We're opening cards today. We're talking. Lemaise. You see, my English has been improved. How can it be? How can it be? My vocabulary is growing. How can it be? How can it be? It's a question that people ask me. How can it be? So I'm telling you the truth. It just comes into my mind to tell you. It just comes into my mind to tell you. I'm not sitting and watching no more movies, and I'm not learning English. I don't have no books. I don't have time. Even when good friends are coming to me and telling me, you know, Harav, this and that, and they're telling me, grammar, I don't catch it when they're telling me, and I want to, and I'm listening to everyone that is saying to me, I cannot catch it. I'm so not over there in learning English. I'm so into what that I'm doing in life to help people to do tshuva, to get closer to Hashem. I don't have time to learn English. But still it's happening. Why it's happening? Because Hashem wants it to happen. The ones that are here from the beginning, they're going to testify. Reuven, now you're going to testify. My English was horrible. Almost 3 years ago, I couldn't complete 3 sentences without asking for help. And they were very kind to help me. Very kind. Right, Reuven? Nah, come on. It's not allowed to lie in public.
You're not lying. He doesn't remember.
He's got the I say, Zchut HaShtika. How it goes, Zchut HaShtika?
Privilege of silence.
Shtika Keoda. It's the truth. Maybe it's on YouTube. Maybe you can check it in YouTube. David Katz, what do you say? Lemaise, when a person wants something, in the path that a person wants to walk in, they're leading him to succeed in that thing. They're just checking you all of the time if you're a liar or not. If you're a liar, they're not going to let you ruin your life. They're going to stop you from achieving the things that you're going to damage yourself with them. But if you're a man of truth, that he is a loyal slave, they're going to give you millions of dollars, wisdom, spirit, divine spirit, whatever you're going to need, they're going to give it to you. If you're not going to be arrogant because of it, if you're not a thief, if you're not stealing it for your own satisfaction, they're going to give you whatever you need. Whatever you need, $1 million, $1 billion, whatever you need, they're going to give it to you, they're going to hand it to you. If you're not going to use it for your own needs. So they're going to check you. You're crying to Hashem, I want to be holy, I want to be holy. They're going to check if really you want to be holy, or you may be lying. If you're lying, they're not going to let you be holy. They're going to show you that you're stink. But if really you're going to show that you want to be holy, they're going to purify you, and they're going to purify you. How you purifying something? Kol anitma ba'esh, you need to pass it in the fire. If you've been contaminated in fire, you have to pass it in fire. Fire, it's tests, lusts, desires. They're going to push you down to lusts and desires, to situations that you can sin in those situations, that you can fulfill your satisfactions. And in those places, they're going to check if your prayers from last week, Hitbodedut, on Shmirat HaBrit, was real prayers, or that you now dropping it all and running to satisfy your body. This is the test. So you're not allowed to be scared from the test. The test is just coming to check if you're a liar or an honest person. So even if you're failing, if you made tshuva on it, and you're standing in front of Hashem Yitbarach, you actually ordered another test. You just said to Hashem Yitbarach, test me again, please. Test me again. I want to be honest. With no test, you cannot tell if you're honest or not. You have to ask for signs, like in Hashavat Aveda. If someone is claiming that watch is his, you need to check it with him. What's the signs? Is it if it's his or not? You have to check if he's a liar or not. Exactly like that. You're asking for Hashem Yitbach to guard your eyes. What you're asking? You're asking to have the control on your own eyes. It's my eyes, Ribono Shel Olam, and I don't have the control on them. They're looking wherever they want to. My Yetzer Hara control my eyes. What am I going to do? So I'm begging Bo Olam, give me my eyes back. Give me my heart back. Bring me my brain back. So if you're claiming that it's yours, you have to show that you're not a liar. And until that you're going to show that you're not a liar, it's not going to be yours. You're going to have foreign thoughts. You're going to have bad eyesight. You're going to have bad midot. Midot?
Character traits.
Attributes. And from every falling, if really you want to serve Hashem, you will not going to care from that falling at all. An arrogant person, he is being insulted from his fallings, from his failures. And he's crying, how can it be that it happened to me again? And he's whining and crying, why it happened to me? Why? Because he assumed that he's already a Talmid Chacham, that he's already made tshuva on that subject once. He remembers that 3 or 4 months ago, I made, I think, 2 or 3 minutes it was a dut on that. So he assumes that he already fixed it. He was crying also. He forget why he was crying, but he was crying. He was crying because he was afraid to deal, he was afraid of his wife, he was afraid from the economic situation that he was in. He was crying because that he doesn't know how to deal in life, not because he was crying to Hashem. When you're crying to Hashem Yitbarach, you cry from joy, you cry from happiness. Bechiya, it's the first letters of the words, Beshimcha Yagilun Kol Hayom. With your name, they're going to be happy all day long. To cry to Hashem Yitbarach, you cry out of joy, out of gaguim, yearning. Out of that, out of lust to Hashem, that you have a desire and you cannot see Hashem, so you're crying. But because you want to see Hashem so much, this is why you're crying. Because you know that if you're going to cry, Hashem, gates of tears never lock. So you're using that. But you're not whining and complaining and arguing and being insulted. A humble person, a real humble person, means a person that wants Hashem and not looking for his own honor. He doesn't care if he's falling or not. He just have a job to cry to Hashem, to get closer to Hashem again and again and again. Like David HaMelech that is saying, Mima Amakim Kraticha Hashem, from the depths, not from one depth, from two depths. I called you Hashem after I fell, and you were not answering me. And now I fell again, and now I'm calling you. Mima Amakim, from the depths, Kraticha Hashem, I'm calling you Hashem. Everyone that's going to take the book of Tehillim and going to try to understand what's written over there, you're going to be amazed. And even if you think that you're familiar with David HaMelech and that you read the Tehillim a few times in your life, trust me, you haven't started. There is a story on two righteous people. One of them was saying hours on hours Tehillim every day. And his friend was saying 2 or 3 verses every day of Tehillim, and this is it. And not more than that. So the friend, the righteous man, that was learning a lot of Tehillim every day with tears, with crying, he wanted to help his friend, to make him stronger in saying Tehillim, to understand the importance of Tehillim. He's connected to it, but push him a little bit more to realize what he's got in his hand. So he told him, why not reading more Tehillim? So the friend answered to him and told him, after 2 verses, maximum 3, I cannot stand the light anymore. Cannot. It's so high for me that I'm starting to shake. I have to close the book. I cannot stand more than 2 or 3 verses of Tehillim a day. The power of Tehillim is huge. And what there is in it, in Tehillim? Tears and the pain and sorrow and confidence and faith of David HaMelech in the Creator. This is it. It's become to be Torah. But it's faith. It's the faith of David HaMelech. It's the faith of David HaMelech that he wrote it in the highest way of them all, in a pure way, in an amazing way, faith, simple faith, simple confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. No matter what's going to happen to me, who's going to chase after me, who's going to threaten my life, whatever situations I'm going to have, Hashem is with me. And you should. And all of his prayers, most of his prayers, are against Israeli people that are fighting with him. Those are his enemies. You want to say to yourself, no, I'm Israel, always you have to be from the place of peace, you're not allowed to argue with no one, you're not allowed to answer no one. You're right, you have to be like that. But with Hashem Yitbarach, if you have an enemy, if there is someone that is fighting with you, you have to talk about it with Hashem. It doesn't mean that you have to be sick, but you have to surrender yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. If there is someone that is threatening you, someone that is, you have to cry on that to Hashem Yitbarach. You're not allowed to be quiet. You have to shout, you have to scream. To who? To the one that can help you. No one else can help you. Only Bara Olam can help you. And from Tehillim it's written, Rabbeinu said that from the Tehillim, why Tehillim is helping for medicine, for refuah? Not because that it's a sgula for refuah. It's not helping for refuah straight. Just it gives strength of confidence to the sick person that Hashem can heal him. This is the benefit of Tehillim. That you also going to have faith. That you also going to have it bodeduyot. To talk to the Creator. And to ask for your help. For your needs. Whatever. In the lowest situation of them all. All of those wars, you can explain them in a spiritual aspect. That those enemies are the sadnesses. And the angers. And the bad midot. And all of the problems that you have between you to yourself. And to take it all to Hashem Yitbarach. And the best way is to take the book of Tehillim and to take one chapter and to read it over and over and over and over until you're going to feel connected, mamash, to the meanings of the words. There are so many words that it's hard to understand what David HaMelech is saying. And even if you have a perfect Hebrew, it's hard sometimes. You need to have a lot of Siyata Dishmaya to understand what's going on, what he's talking about, and you need to learn about it. But when you catch it, when you understand what's going on, you see the how simple and innocent he was, how pure, how clean he was, how he was just looking for the good, and you're gonna recognize that inside of yourself, because you're also like that. It's hard to admit, but you're also like that. You just want good things. You're just exactly like David HaMelech. David HaMelech didn't have all of those husks. When those husks were trying to fight with him, he was screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. And we are not screaming enough, so this is why those husks dresses us. And we become covered, and now we think that it's us. It's not us at all. You are the pure soul that lives inside of you. And it always only wants Hashem Yitbarach. Only, like we said, wants to go back to Hashem Yitbarach. Crying all of the time to Hashem Yitbarach. Why you left me? Why are you not listening to me? Why I can pray and you not answer my prayers? Why are you not revealing your justice and your kindness? Why are you not with me? What have I done? Help me to do tshuva. Let me get closer to you. And by that, when you're closing your eyes from the physical world, this is when your spiritual eyes are being opened inside. And you can have all of the answer to all of the questions. And you have everything because you have Hashem. There was one of the Epikorsim that was arguing with Rabbi Natan, the student of Rabbeinu, and he brought him proofs that there is no God, Chas v'Shalom, from the verses, from the Torah. He's arguing and bringing proofs. You can see, here Hashem wasn't fulfilling his part, and here Hashem wasn't, and here, and here, and here. In the end, Rabbi Natan couldn't deal with it anymore. And he shouted. He told him, Vayre'et Hashem, I'm telling you. I can see Hashem. It's a verse from Yechezkel, if I'm not wrong. Vayre'et Hashem. And I saw Hashem. He's telling him, look, I don't need proofs. I see Hashem. I'm praying and Hashem is coming. I need my parnasah and it's jumping into my hands. I don't need no verses, no books, no proofs. Hashem is with me. What do you want from me? Hashem is with me. You don't have Hashem in your life. All right, bye. I'm going to pray on you. What do you want from me? I have Hashem. I live my life with Hashem. I live my life with Hashem Yitbarach. I don't need no one. I have Hashem in my life. I don't need no one. I don't need no help. I don't need no friends. I don't need no wife. I don't need no kids. I don't need a rabbi. I don't need nothing. I need Hashem and I have him. You can be so happy from what? V'anochi esmach b'Hashem. David HaMelech is saying, I'm going to be happy with Hashem. Hashem, its source of joy, its source of life, source of wisdom, source of confidence, source of every good thing. Tov Hashem lakol. Hashem is good for everything. Whatever you need, what you need babies? Go to Hashem. Who gave babies to Abraham and Sarah? Who? You don't believe? Or you think that you're not worthy? Why, you think that Hashem is giving only to the worthy people? You see all of those damned people outside, people. Arab Shalom said they don't even have Tzelem Elohim. They don't have shape of God. Those animals, donkeys. They don't have shape of God. Those donkeys. They don't have it. How many kids they have? 8, 6, from every wife. From every wife. 3, 4, 5 wives. Buildings they have. Buildings of their kids. School for every donkey. Family. What's going on? So you see that Hashem is giving kids not to the ones that are worthy, to the one that He wants to give them. So Hashem, why you don't want to give me? You don't love me? No, you love me. Then you don't love. So what is good? What is good in my condition? Money you need. You don't have how to pay rent. Tomorrow. Yesterday. Tomorrow it's the second month that I'm not paying. What I'm going to do, Ribono Shel Olam? How I'm going to deal? Why are you giving them all of those buildings, all of those money, the huge amounts of money? What's going on? You don't love me? No, you love me. So what's going on? Investigate. Talk to Hashem. And don't drop that conversation until you're going to have the answer. And even if it's going to take you for years, if really it's important to you to know why you're far away from Hashem Yitbarach, in the end, I'm going to tell you. And then you're going to be close. It's going to be hard. Hashem going to crush you before He's going to tell you. Rav Shalom said, all of the up and downs that we have are only introductions, only checking, tests, to see if you're a liar or not. And if He's going to see that you're not a liar, that you're a man of truth, Rav Shalom said those words, then He's going to crush you real strong one time. And in that time, you're going to do a complete tshuva. And in that complete tshuva, you're going to be totally purified, and you're going to be with Hashem from now on. And you're not going to fail anymore. And in that test that He's going to crush you, you're going to stand. What it means? Hashem going to give you up and down so many times to check you if you're lying or not, if you're a liar or not, until that He's going to realize that you're not a liar. Not a liar means that you're not falling to sadnesses when you're failing. And then He's going to fail you. Or He's going to show you your failure, your humility. And then it's going to be so hard for you, but you're not going to fall from that. Like David HaMelech, that when he realized that he sinned, he made tshuva on it. And when he made tshuva on it, he becomes to be the king of Am Yisrael. Now you're able to be an eternal king for Am Yisrael. Now you can serve me forever. You received the promise. Only when you're standing in that test. So this is why we have to accept all of those tests that we have. It's written, and I read it in a book that calls Birkat Shalom, from the son of the Bala Sulam, that his name was, the son was Baruch Shalom. And he wrote conversations that he received, words that he received from his father, the Bala Sulam, Rabbi Yudalev Alevi Ashlag, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha. And he's writing over there, that actually all of that test of the person to check if he's a liar or not a liar, it's only to bring him to that place that he's going to be able to contain the light of Hashem. Because if you're not going to have that ability to contain that light, he's going to crack and it's going to damage him and he's going to fall. And the secret of broken vessels, and it's going to damage him. To receive the light, going to ruin him more than living without those lights. So actually, it's all matter of love that Hashem loves you, that He doesn't let you complete your will yet. Until you're going to want Him so much, like Ra'avad Ra'avin, that you have will of all will, that you don't care at all from nothing that happens in your life, and you just want Hashem always, even if it means to admit that you're the worst one, even if it means to cry all night, even if it means to go I don't know where and to do I don't know what, you don't care at all, you're happy to do that for Hashem Yitbarach, then it's the time that you're so humble, so low, that your vessel is so stable, that you can contain huge amounts of light. And that light will not gonna stop from you forever. And it all depends in the will. It all depends in the will of the person. If you're dedicating your life to getting closer to the Creator, or that you have something else in mind. And it's more dangerous to have in mind to be a Talmid Chacham, and to be a genius, and to be I don't know what, in Kedusha, than to be a simple person outside that wants to drive a Jeep or something like that. It's better. It's better. Because the risk is a lot lower. You can lose a lot more inside the borders of Kedusha. We're obligated to do tshuva a lot more. We're obligated to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, to admit on our failures, to admit that we're arrogant, to do tshuva, to confess, because we're receiving so many good things every day. Amazing spiritual gifts every day, every moment of our lives, that the Midat HaDin is getting wild, crazy. How can you let that person, that he's a sinner, I have pictures, I have recordings of that person, what he was doing 5, 10, 15 years ago, or yesterday, or tonight. Look at him tonight. You're talking 15 years ago. Look at him tonight, what he was doing. And Hashem Yitbarach, so merciful that he doesn't want to listen to them. But he has to. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves Am Yisrael very much. But he loves the trial, justice also. So what Hashem is doing? Hashem is dressing himself into Midat HaDin. He's saying, I'm going to judge him. And he's rejecting you from something in Kedusha. But actually, who is rejecting you? And by that, he's satisfying your Yetzer Hara. That one that tried to fail you, to reject you totally. And Hashem is closing his mouth with something. He's saying, no, don't worry. I'm not going to let him learn Gemara. I'm not going to let him guard his eyes. I'm not going to let him meet with Rav Shalom. I'm not going to let him go to Uman this year. I'm not going to let him something. But actually, it's Hashem that is rejecting you, and not your Yetzer Hara anymore. And if you're going to observe, you're going to find Hashem. This is the amazing kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. That actually you can learn more from those difficulties. You actually just been closer to Hashem Yitbarach. You realized how much Hashem is merciful. How much Hashem loves me that He wasn't giving me in the hands of my Yetzer Hara. He's judging me. He's rejecting me. That I'm going to get stronger in tshuva, in prayers, in the will. That I'm going to do more hizbodeduyot. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to drop more nonsense and more nonsense. I'm going to concentrate more in saying Tehillim. In the simplest way of keeping rules of Judaism. Ikar HaYahadut, Rabbeinu said, Zetmimut vepshitut. The main way to connect yourself to Judaism is by Tmimut upshitut, simplicity. What? Pure? No pure. No pure. Complete. By being simple, complete means innocent. Tamim, just sincere. You have tefillin to put today. You're putting tefillin. Shabbos in 40 minutes. Wonderful Shabbos. Making things for Shabbos. This is the main way of connecting yourself to Judaism. Keeping the mitzvot and looking for the Creator. Looking for Hashem Yitbarach in every situation. And a person like that is not allowed to be afraid to do whatever he needs to do in Avodat Hashem. Whatever he needs to do. Whatever he needs to do in Avodat Hashem. He's not allowed to be afraid. To be afraid, it means to be kofir. If Hashem Yitbarach wakes a certain will inside of your soul, inside of your neshama, and now He wakes you up to do something. Now you're saying, maybe Hashem will not going to be there. How can you say that? Hashem for sure going to be there. And if I'm wrong, Hashem going to be there to wake me up. And you can go to the worst places and you're going to feel that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. Even in the lowest places, you're going to feel that the damage is not damaging you. You're going to see, you're going to be disgusted from the place that you're holding in Avodat Hashem. But you're going to see that Hashem haven't left you. That Hashem never dropped you. And in those places you can bring souls. In those places you can find your wife. In those places you can find I don't know what. Someone told me a story yesterday that a friend of us, he's working, how you said, madrich bechadar kosher, gym,
trainer,
private trainer. And he's working with a lot of people. Few months ago, came someone that is a oligarch. He's rich in a crazy way, billionaire, mamash billionaire. And that person met him once here from Australia. Came one time to Eretz Israel, met that guy, told him, listen, I want you to come to be my private trainer. I'm going to pay you $5,000 a month, hotels and food and everything, and one on me, another $1,500 a month, expenses, hotzaot, whatever you need, just come with me. And he showed him schedule for next 3 years appointments that he's got in the world, going everywhere. That person can be rich in a few years, mamash, and who knows what else going to be with him. And no one would drop that. He told him, I'm rejecting your offering, thank you very much. Told him, why? Told him, look, I'm religious, I'm a Baal Tshuva, I'm keeping Shabbos, you have flights in Shabbos in your schedule. I cannot, and also, you want me to be with you, and in Oman, I have to be in Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, it's very generous of you, I reject it. Thank you very much. Went away. After 2 months, he called him, told him, I want to meet you again. Met with him, again here in Eretz Israel. Told him, look, I fixed my schedule. You are not going to fly in Shabbos. You will not going to fly in Shabbos. I'm going to meet you here and there and here and there. Everything is on me. And in Oman, in Rosh Hashanah, you can go. Vacations, holidays, everything on me. Come with me. He said, okay. The person that told me that told me, and I told him, Oy vey, sounds amazing. Asked him, you've been in touch with him? He went. 2 months already that he's over there. He went. I asked him, what you received from him? What's it? Said, every day he's sending in the internet pictures of him in another swimming pool doing this and that. Very happy, keeping all of the rules of Judaism from his place, doing his, I don't know what, and Baruch Hashem. Told him, you see, what's going to be with him? This is what I said. Told him, I'm afraid. I want him to succeed, but I'm afraid. I don't know what's going to be with him. Told me, look, I want to ask you a question. 10 years ago, someone offered me and another friend of mine to go to Panama. You know what's going on in Panama? Told him no. Told me it's better for you. You don't want to know what's going on. Great! But I'm going to tell you that it's totally crazy. And me, because I was a Baal Tshuva, I rejected that offer. And I didn't want it to go. But my friend, that he was also Baal Tshuva like me, he said, so what? But I'm going to go. And he went. After 3 years over there, that he was succeeding, and he kept himself serving Hashem Yitbarach in his level, he met a Jewish woman over there, that she was making $7,000 a month, coming from a very wealthy family. They got married. He inherited huge amounts of money over there. Now she's pregnant and they're planning to come back to Eretz Israel, to settle in Eretz Israel. So what's so bad in going to Panama, I'm asking you, he's telling me yesterday night. And I've been rebuked. I don't have an answer to say. But what's the answer? That really it depends on the will of the person. If really you're going to look for Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to find him in Panama, in Thailand, in India, in Switzerland, in Bangkok, in Amsterdam. You're going to find Hashem. If you're looking for Hashem, you're going to find Hashem. It all depends on your will. If you're looking for something else, it's going to find you. Don't worry. It's going to find you. He knows. But Hashem Yitbarach gonna be with you if you're taking Hashem Yitbarach with you to every journey. That person that I was talking to him, he told me that 5 years ago, before that he got married, he felt horrible in his life. For almost 10 years he was waiting to get married and he didn't find a wife, and he was mamash suffering for years from that. And he came to his rabbi and told him that he's going to Thailand. And his rabbi told him, to Thailand? Are you sure? Told him, yes, I have to go. I don't have a choice. I have to go to Thailand. Told him, listen, before you're going, do hit bodedut on that. I'm not going to stop you, but do hit bodedut and make lifrot, like change. Change it?
Yeah.
Change your words, your ideas to words, until you're going to explain to Hashem exactly why you need to go to Thailand. That even you're so low that you feel that Thailand going to revive you, say to Hashem Yitbarach, and then go with Hashem Yitbarach to Thailand. And he told me that he went and he made few hours of Yitbodedut on that, and he asked for Hashem Yitbarach to be with him in Thailand, and he went. And he told me, I took the book Forest Fields with me to Thailand, and he said, in Thailand I become to be almost a rabbi over there. He said, I was just talking to people, just on tshuva, just on Yitbodedut and on everything. And he said, I made few amazing things over there in Thailand, and it helped me. I have to tell you that it helped me. This is something that each and every one of us have to have. That confidence that Hashem Yitbarach is with you wherever you are. He's not waiting for you in the Beit Midrash. He's walking with you. If you still have neshama, kol od haner dolek efshar letaken. When the candle is still lighting, you can fix. Hashem is with you. Thank you very much. Chazak u baruch.